91.3 KXCI Tucson. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We are here in Studio 2A. My name is Trey, and we are here with Lunar Excursion Module, going to do a live set for us for the next hour. And without further ado, take it away.
Completely broken, but I think that's kind of metal. So we're gonna keep it rolling. The song is called "The Incredible Fighting Draculas."
Thank you.
This one's called Margot. I know I'm somewhere between the mud and the vapor, and I'm sorry just for being alive. I have been blessed with the illusion of choice here. I'm not a dog, my heaven was just a lie. Stop seeing angels, feel no evil. I cry flowing and the skin sweats things. Stop seeing angels, feel no evil. I cry flowing and the skin. That one was Margot, and now we're gonna bring it right into one that I haven't played live, I think, in a year.
A million years.
It's a number of years that you said. Boy, I think it was 1 year, but it sure does feel like it's been seven.
45.
Well, that's a bigger number than the title of the song, because the title of the song is called Seven. A weird thing, though. All right, here we go.
Winter is winning, one night she goes, I am furious. All that she knows, the blessing around it is full of my prose. It ebbs and it flows, watch how it goes. Tapestry, lovers can crush all your dreams. I mirror their actions, so gentle, so slim. Tossing and turning, just can't get to sleep. In a soundproof coffin, 7 feet deep. Oh,
since I need a few freaking more. Just need a minute to process what I've done. Don't leave me here committed to a sudden change. Third time, I swear I will do.
I will do
what you can.
You can.
Yeah, never stop. Take my hand over. Mars kings, cut off your broken wings. Give my regards to my enemies. I will do what you can. You can't have it so. Oh my.
91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Trey tuning in live with the second half of the hour of Locals Only. And the room is electric. Studio 2A is electric tonight with Lunar Excursion Module doing an in-studio for us today. To start, I just want to see if we can go around the room and introduce ourselves and tell us what you play in the band, starting on this side.
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm Luca. I have guitar and vocals, and that's what I do.
I'm Rowan. I'm playing guitar and backup vocals and keys and whatever else you kind of need. Just
yeah,
like whatever.
Generally a lot of things.
Anything that the other everyone else can't play.
He's a man of many talents.
Nice.
Alright, I'm Aiden. I play rhythm guitar.
Nice.
Good example.
I'm Lily, and I'm our bassist, but I think of myself as more of a scientist.
Whoa. Very cool.
That was awesome.
I'm Finn, and I'm a drummer, but I think of myself as more of a scientist.
So we have two scientists in the
can
band,
we,
is that right?
Actually,
yeah, we're
can
incredibly
we
dysfunctional.
Are you a scientist too?
I have a confession to make.
Oh no.
I'm our guitarist, and I'm our lead vocalist, but I consider myself to be more of a scientist.
Very cool. And are you two scientists, Rowan and Aiden?
In fact,
are you guys
yes,
scientists?
Yeah, I got my...
I'd rather leave that ambiguous.
Okay, so we have four full scientists, and then like a half scientist
yeah,
in the band.
Yeah, it's less of a band, more like CERN.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
like
gotcha.
If CERN was a band. Ever thought of that? Bet you haven't. Now you have.
And that's Lunar Excursion Module tonight on KXCI. So the first question I have for you folks is... I want to know how it started. How did Lunar Excursion Module come to be?
Wow. What a crazy thing to accuse.
This isn't real.
Okay. So, Lunar Excursion Module started as Pestilence, which was a solo project that I, hello, Luca, started when I was 12, I think.
Wow.
I started when I was 12.
Nice.
And I wrote a bunch of songs, an album's worth, and I recorded and my brother produced them for me.
I'm the brother.
Rowan is the brother of
yeah.
Luca.
Rowan is the brother.
We should have introduced with that. We should have led with that.
It was made on...
Brothers, scientists...
Brothers, scientists is a crazy trope that people don't think see enough.
You know? Yeah, that's a good point.
Brother. Anyway, so we dropped the album, and then we dropped another album that was better, and then come to 2024, and it's become a band with all of these lovely people in it, my lovely friends. There is a Lunar Excursion Module album coming out this year, I hope.
Oh, nice.
But there have been some troubles with that. But you know what? We persist.
You roll with the punches.
Of course we do.
That's good. So with that new album, I want to talk about the very beginning one. That one was called Valentine's Day, right? It came out 2 years ago in 2022. How was the songwriting process on that one? Was that a lot of rollover from the previous Pestilence project, or was that a lot of new stuff that you wanted under a new name?
Well, Valentine's Day was a Pestilence project.
Mm.
I dropped it under Pestilence and then later learned that you can just kind of change your name on Spotify.
Yeah.
The process for that one was, as a 12-year-old, I had a Chromebook, and I made a bunch of Google Docs, and I wrote a bunch of songs on my acoustic guitar.
That was the album where, like, I would sit in, which doesn't really happen anymore.
I think you only sat in for I might be misremembering, but I think you only sat in for 7?
It was like, no, because it was also the one that I don't want to talk about because it sucks. and I wrote the chorus for Please Don't Hold
you,
My Hand.
Okay, yeah, he did write the chorus for Please Don't Hold My Hand. The process has changed in that now we have upgraded our studio, and I type on a PC instead of a Chromebook.
Nice. The upgrades.
The upgrades are intense.
That's great.
They're going to get yet more intense as time goes on.
Okay.
Kind of like a roguelike in real life.
You said that on the radio.
I'm trying to
That's
make
on the
you
internet
uncomfortable.
Forever.
I'm trying to make you uncomfortable.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Well, so it sounds like Lunar Scourge Module started more as like a brotherly like music project that quickly developed into like a full band project when you guys play out a lot.
Yeah.
How did everybody else get involved?
Well, so he's my brother.
Yep, Roman's
I don't know if
brother.
We brought that up, but we're both scientists.
Yes.
Then 2023, we wanted to be in the battle of the bands, so we latched on our beautiful drummer Finn, and we also attached on Axel, the drummer. Shout out Axel of Tacklebox Tracheotomy. What a guy!
Great name.
Yeah, they're a hardcore band. Go and catch a show. We played and we didn't win, but it was okay because we had a great time. And then the shows kind of slowed down in terms of bandiness, and by that I mean there was like no more band shows after that. And then
there was Camp Groundworks.
There was Camp Groundworks, and we brought Finn back, but Axel was not present, and that was a fun one. And then I forget what the occasion was that brought us all together as a band.
It was the Battle of the Bands again.
We played shows before that, but we joined. For the Battle of the Bands.
We knew each other before this. So,
yes.
The timeline, we're telling this completely out of order.
We had all... So, Rowan knew Finn and Lily before I knew them. And then Aiden, I've known since elementary school, I'm proud to say.
Yeah.
And the Battle of the Bands was coming. And we were all like, let's go again. Take another shot at it. And we hooked on these talented people that we happen to know. And it must have been pretty good because we won.
You won.
We did win.
Yes, that's awesome. That was last year or was that this year?
That was this year.
That was this year?
March or April.
I'm still riding the high.
Wow, that's awesome.
Never stopped.
So I'll say congratulations. That's really cool.
Thank you, Trey.
How was that experience overall, winning the Battle of the Bands? And what were your main takeaways from playing with other young Tucson bands in that experience there?
There was this really good chamoy drink.
I didn't have the pleasure of experiencing that. I was busy skating around the park with Aiden. I know. I can say for myself, I've played with a lot of local bands before, but like having the energy of all of them there in like not really like supposed to be competitive, but quite competitive space. It was really nice to see that the youth music community in Tucson, Arizona isn't dead, which I never thought it was, but it's just nice to have a reminder.
Yeah.
And I did not expect that we would win. I was just kind of in it for the fun of it, you know, big stage. We get to play a big stage, and that's fun, and I get to run around. I don't know. I've met some bands that I hadn't really seen out before. The late Jellyfish Pedestrian, then Leica, then Disbanded.
Shout out Quadrant 44.
Quadrant 44.
Shout out Distorted.
Distorted.
We had already met Distorted.
Before,
Distorted's
were great.
We played Distorted our first show.
They're our friends.
This year, right?
Did we?
Yes.
We must have.
It might have been the Rowan show. I can't remember.
Yes.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It totally was.
Yeah, because I was on bass. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I want to talk more about the youth scene in Tucson
a little bit.
In the next interview section, but I'd love to get back into some music if you guys are ready.
All right, shall we?
All right, yeah.
You are
tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. We're here with Lunar Excursion Module in Studio 2A. Take it away.
All right. Now, where did we leave off? Oh, that's right. This song is an unreleased track. It's called Stars Leave Chemtrails, and it goes like this. We'll be right back.
Bodies. When flood water comes, it ain't gonna be clear. It's gonna look like mud. But I will help you swim. I will help you swim. Gonna help you swim. This is for the snakes and the people they fight. For the friends I've made. For the sleepless nights. For the warning signs I've completed. Is it a mouse at stake? Surprise, turn out this way, and they close their eyes and give you a change. And they cut your hair and sent you away. You stopped by my house the night you escaped. It's tears in my eyes, I begged you to stay. You said that I love you, but you could find something for you to do on stage. Maybe shake a tambourine when I see you sing harmony.
I don't know what that was.
Twin size mattress by the front bottoms, everybody.
Oh, that's what that was.
Oh, oh. Wow, it really didn't take long for my voice to get shot. I should really be careful about how I scream.
Do you have any water left?
This is a PSA, yeah, actually.
Oh, ha. I have never looked up how to scream, like, formally.
Oh, yeah.
I just kind of did my best, and it sounds good. I know it sounds good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nah.
Sure.
It doesn't feel good, that's for sure. Which means I'm probably making a mistake. This song is called Fuji.
Every time I write a song with you in mind, I said good times when I knew nothing. As a little kid, all they made me sense it. It's all over, no more memories, no notes to throw away. I still have a crystal ball, I got another just today.
Fuji. Oh, my.
91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. You are tuned in to Locals Only on KXCI. I am your host, Trey. Tonight in Studio 2A, we are joined by Lunar Excursion Module. Thank you all for being here.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
Of course, of course, of course.
Without
course.
A doubt. I love being here.
I'm here all the time anyways.
Thank you for having us.
It's sounding great. It's sounding really good in here.
Thank you.
I want to talk about influence because from what I heard, I heard a Front Bottoms cover in that set too. That was great. I heard a lot of emo. I heard a lot of power pop, indie rock. I heard a little punk too. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. What can you say about influence for the band in this stage?
Well, it's a bit of a mess, I think. I can very comfortably say, because Really interestingly, and you might not be able to tell from what you're hearing if you don't know the old Lunar Excursion module, is that me personally, my main influence is the sort of whatever kind of post-hyperpop wave that we're facing right now.
Okay.
Where it's blending with shoegaze and it's doing all these things. So I personally take influence from people like Underscores, Jane Remover, Glaive, Eric DOA, Bryce Bishop, if you've ever heard of him. Love that guy. Shout out Bryce Bishop. and then the rest of the band, I want to hear about your... Because I feel like I don't ask enough.
Well... Since you're the primary like songwriter, I guess that's an important part. And I'm the one like producing in the studio. I think of myself kind of as a producer live as well, or some kind of not like guitar-y role, but like just adding a bunch of overdubs.
Gluing things together,
just a little polish.
Sometimes I can't play guitar.
I think one of my when I'm playing all the noisier stuff that you're hearing, I'm really just trying to rip off, I'm not even going to try and pronounce his name, Ichiro Agata from Melt Banana. Mm. It's a Japanese rock band that I really admire his guitar playing because it doesn't sound like a guitar at all. And then...
How about the gang?
Yeah, the gang.
Yeah.
Let's get some word. What influences your playing?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So I just want to start off, of course Lucan knows. I don't know, I think... Some of the band members may know, but I really admire John Frusciante from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really influenced by, you know, his work all the way from 89 from Mother's Milk, and then the other album, which released in 91, which I cannot say, but you'd probably know. I like jazz as well. I mean, I can name off. I like the Dave Brubeck Quintet, I believe. They're really good. I like Miles Davis. I love all the jazz albums, really. And you could probably tell from my tone, it's not really, you know... It's pretty clean-ish. Mm. I don't know, that's just something I'm used to playing.
Is that the jazz influence, like the clean tone?
Mm.
Cool.
On bass, I think David Bowie always worked with really good bassists. I think especially as of late, I've been listening to a lot of Ziggy Stardust and Aladdin Sane, and a lot of those melodic bass lines. I'm trying to work up to something like that. but when I was in middle school, definitely it was mainly like Geddy Lee from Rush.
Nice.
My middle school social studies teacher, sixth grade specifically, Mr. Thompson, shout out. He called me Geddy because he found out that I played bass and I had really long hair back then too. Similarly to Aiden over here, I would say, you know, I think Flea slaps a little much, but I like a lot of slap and I like a good bit of pop, so definitely a little bit of working. I try to work a little bit of that in there too.
Nice. What about you, Finn?
Lately, I've been listening to a lot of Machine Girl. I've been trying to pick up, because what they do is, I believe the drummer's name is Sean Kelly, and that's acoustic drumming over a much more electronic-centered production, and I really admire that sort of, like, trying to translate this breakcore electronic element to acoustic drums that I've sort of been trying to bring into my playing.
I can hear it.
Okay. Because that's been my biggest influence recently, but, like, I was taught on a lot of, like, Led Zeppelin, a lot of, like, rock. In general, like a lot of music, I've been listening to Depeche Mode a lot more lately.
Nice.
Less drummer-centric, but does inspire me in the synth sense, but that's...
That's my favorite band, by the way.
Nice. So, I hear a lot of eclectic bands in here. We've got jazz coming in the play. We've got a lot of electronic music, breakbeat. Yeah. We got some prog, some progressive rock in there. I love it.
I think The general atmosphere is that we're all trying to do electronic music, but we have rock instruments for some reason.
There's also...
I really like.
It's a science experiment.
Yeah.
We're scientists.
We're all scientists, right?
Yeah.
Quite importantly, to at the very least me, is Midwest Emo, hence the Front Bottoms cover. Especially as of late, I've been, you know, sinking in to that Midwest Emo place that I felt I've always deserved a place in.
Nice.
If I may chuck one last influence in the bucket, definitely some Peter Hook from Joy Division and New Order.
Cool.
Real.
You gotta include some of that. Well, that actually leads to my next question. So I did a re-listen of the two albums that are on Spotify. I re-listened to Valentine's Day, and I also re-listened to the one that came out last year, Developing Rabbit-Like Tendencies.
So sorry.
don't apologize. I really like them both.
Thank you.
But I think the stylistic changes in between those two are pretty stark, because the first record leaned into this, you know, bedroom pop, lo-fi kind of sound. And then a year later, there's less fuzz, then there's cleaner production, more electronic elements in there, a lot more electronic elements. What inspired those changes throughout that year?
Well,
good question.
I just said good question.
I thought you were asking a question.
No. It'd be weird if I responded to the question with a question.
What, yeah. The question?
But I think, if I can speak on the first album.
Go ahead.
I think we did succeed in, I think, making the most, like, 2020 sounding album.
Oh my god, it was ridiculous.
We were very, it was very...
It was written from 2020 through 2021, and then recorded and released in 2022.
And so there's that theatery, Tally Hall sensibility.
I think the band at that point was Tally Hall. which makes
it's,
sense.
It's very funny. And I think production wise, the main difference between the two albums is just that I got better at it. I'm self-taught on all the music things. So
right.
The learning curve was kind of steep. And the first album was like Audacity and GarageBand. Mm. And so I didn't know what I was doing. And
right. It sounded like you had a little bit of knowledge in there.
I just knew what sounded good, kind of like Rick Rubin. But I'm comparing myself to Rick Rubin, but like in kind of a negative way, just to clarify.
Okay. It was a time when a lot of like Cave Town, mm-hmm. Tally Hall, mm-hmm. just like all like the queer kid music was in our lives a lot.
And Billie Eilish and Phineas.
Like, yeah,
cause
all these like self-produced
siblings producing
bands.
That was obviously.
And that sort of leaked its way into the first album, mm-hmm. and then post first album, when it got into the second album, I actually started like discovering my taste in music, that quickly came to be like all this hyper pop, all this crazy outlandish electric production, all this ear candy, but there was still like that lingering influence from people like Cave Town. I started listening to Radiohead.
Okay.
Do I take credit for that, or does someone else take credit for that?
I think Radiohead takes credit.
Okay. The dialogue between us is a lot of like trying to win each other over in band wise.
It's really
it's a war.
It's not healthy.
It's an arms race.
But
of like,
it created two albums.
It's brotherly love, I'll call it. Yeah.
The arms race did promote a lot of scientific innovation.
Let's talk about the arms race as scientists.
Okay. We can talk about that, but we can also talk about what's next for the band. You've put two singles out this year, Margot and Dull Boy, is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, you said earlier that you have an album coming out later this year, hopefully. What sort of changes stylistically can we hear, and what more influences are we going to hear on that one this year?
Well, that... oh boy, that's a really good question.
That's a great question.
So, the thing about this album is that I have this really horrible habit of I make one song and I complete it and it's beautiful and I release it. And then I make a second song and it's beautiful and it's complete and I release it. Mm. And then I'm like, I'm going to drop an album. And then I have this like 6 months where I've given myself the obligation to drop an album. And so I have to, and I've written the album. I just need to record and produce the album. But I can say that it taking a long time is making it sound really good, because Rowan, you may not know this, I'm really trying to become a better producer.
Oh, right, yeah, Luca co-produces now, that's another big change.
Yes,
that, like,
okay.
I co-produce.
Yeah, you like, sometimes there's stuff that you, like, you come in and are just like, I wanted to do this, and I don't know what you mean, and so
right.
you just do it.
I just
and I really appreciate that.
Like, I'll say sound design, and he'll be like, what does that mean? And it'll kind of go from there.
It means you put, like, a weird envelope on the whole song for, like, 2 seconds, apparently.
Well, yeah.
Sound design.
You know, you put a lot of stuff on the master track that makes it sound like you're putting the song underwater.
Mm. Yeah.
I would say my biggest influence for this album is a guy with about 5,000 monthly listeners on Spotify named Thatcher Blackwood. Mm. Rowan, I guess, really dislikes this guy.
I'm your brother. I have to, like, hate your music and you have to hate mine.
Okay. Cool. I love him so much. And he is an extremely talented producer who has this very specific style and these very specific kinds of ear candy that he uses. And I'm just kind of trying to learn from that. And in doing that, I've, you know, found my own techniques and methods. I think on the new album, you can expect more... I'm not going to call it shoegaze, but I'll call it wall of sound, where just full, loud, abrasive, aggressive frequencies that are extremely melodic and still kind of theater kitty, and a lot of very thick synths and a lot of really loud basses, and this one Midwest emo part in like the back half of like an otherwise like almost breakcore song.
Cool. Another important addition is... What's been going on is we've made a lot of instrumentals, but Luca has school, I don't yet.
Mm. If you didn't know, I am in high school. I am 16 years old. I'm a junior.
And I'm about to start college, and I'm terrified.
College, just a week away.
Exactly.
Let's go, gang.
And so I've been just playing around with the instrumentals, changing stuff, moving stuff around. And so I've started to add some Vocaloids.
Yeah, I've added some Vocaloids.
Put some Vocaloids in there. And
which
one
did you say
really
it was?
Like, what?
Which one did you say it was?
It was the Bones from the... I forget the name of the company.
It's a fake robot guy named Bones.
It's not Utau, it's not Vocaloid, because I couldn't get those to work.
That's cool. I'm very excited to hear this new album based on this conversation that we're having here. But I'm more excited to get into a little bit more music with the 9 minutes we have left. So why don't we get started with this next set? Are we ready?
Wow. I suppose so. Let's talk about it, though, the band, you and me, because the thing is, we have this one song that's really, really long, and we have 3 songs that we have written down left. What do you say we nix the second song in this portion, and what do you say we do, like, a sort of sped-up version of this first song, and then we just do the last song into completion?
I concur.
Okay. I concur.
Sounds good.
Not
as long as we get a decent, sped up.
Not sped up in tempo, but like we chop out a long intro that we might have.
Chop out a long intro, as long as it's not too long.
I say we shouldn't waste any more time.
We just shrink the outro.
I think we shouldn't waste any more. I think we should.
I bet we're at 8 minutes now.
Let's get into it.
Burning up wet paper hair. Did I say like a lonely shit? Catch a friend in my
91.3 KXCI Tucson. We're in Studio 2A with Lunar Excursion Module. I'm your host, Trey, of Locals Only tonight. And it has been a wild ride with you guys tonight. Thanks for being here.
Woo!
as we have our last 30 seconds, tell us what you got coming down the line. Any shows coming up?
Oh my God, truly so many shows.
Campgroundworks.
Campgroundworks. September 1st is when we're playing, but you should come all 3 days. Yeah. September 14th, we have another show at Groundworks. Let's see. October 4th, we are playing at the BCC.
Nice.
You could also say that October 26th, we're playing at Groundworks for the Halloween show. You could even say that on December 6th, we will be playing somewhere, and I forgot, but I'll be posting about it on my
Instagram. It's the screening room, right?
It's the screening room.
Yes. And follow Lunar Excursion Module on Instagram.
Lunar.excursion.module.
And that song was My Body is Your Communion.
That song was called My Body is Your Communion. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Woo!
All right. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Thank you, Brandon.
It is 91.3 KXCI.